not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Hey there, superstar. That's right. I'm talking to you, and I want you to talk to yourself that way. Say, I'm a superstar. I'm talented. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome. I'm intelligent. I am getting better every single day, becoming the best me that I can possibly be. And that is who you really are. So I want you to shine today. I want you to be the best you that you can possibly be in every area of your life. I want you to choose today along with me. Let's live our life with intention. Let's be intentional. Let's be purposeful. Let's have a purpose and an intention to everything that we're doing in life. Because if we don't, guess what? Life is just going to run us over, man, because it's coming. And I'm encouraging you today that you can make a difference. You can make a difference by just starting with one choice at a time, one choice with intention. You can choose today, you know what? I am going to on purpose be joyful. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. You can intentionally just say, okay, guess what? I don't care what's all coming at me. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be sad. I'm going to purposefully and intentionally say, all right, I'm going to find my joy. I'm going to start with breath. I'm breathing today. 60,000 people died yesterday. 60,000. They're dead. They don't have any problems, but they don't have any life either. So I'm going to choose to say, joy, you're mine because I'm breathing. I'm going to choose to say, happiness, I'm taking you next. You can find your joy and you can find your happiness in one choice. And then you just start moving in that direction. Hey, do you have 10 fingers? Do you have 10 toes? Can you walk? That's better than a person in a wheelchair, right? You have a car to drive? Be thankful for that car. If you start being thankful for every little thing in your life, it's so easy to be joyful when you're thankful for the little things in life. Hey, did you get your coffee this morning? Come on now, if you're a coffee drinker, I know that gives you joy. So I'm encouraging you, you absolutely can choose to walk in joy. You can do it. So I want to just encourage you today to walk in joy. What's your favorite song? You need to know what your favorite song is. And your favorite song should change from time to time. You know, listen to music. Music stimulates a part of our brain that nothing else does. It actually helps us to learn better. So I want you to, on purpose, have music in your life. And when you hear music, on purpose, move. Any kind of movement is officially dancing. I don't care what other people say. You know, those professional dancers, they think you got to do it all just right and everything. Well, no, you don't. You don't have to do everything just right when it comes to that stuff. You really don't. You can literally, any kind of movement to music is actually healthy for your cells. It actually stimulates positive chemical reactions. It produces endorphins in your body. Come on now, there was only one Michael Jackson that could do those crazy moves, you know, like what he could do at the time. And then he inspired many other people to do it. Come on, that was a cool thing. Remember seeing him do that moonwalk? I mean, that was a cool move. It was a cool move. Everybody wanted to be able to do that moonwalk like Michael Jackson. Why? Because that kind of cool stuff creates chemical reactions of positive endorphins, you know, in us. And you can just choose to do something as simple as making a move. Making a move to music will be a changer for you. Watch any child, any toddler, when you turn music on, they start moving. They start getting their little groove on. And have you seen this new guy, Pharrell Williams? He's got a song, a happy song. And if you haven't seen it, just pull up Happy on the internet. If you just Google Happy, that guy's going to come up as the number one song. It's a number one hit song. And it's a cool song with a bunch of cool dancing people on it. Young people, old people, white people, black people. I mean, it just has people dancing and moving and people choosing to be happy no matter what happens to them. And I'm encouraging you today, guess what? Get your happy on. get your happy on no matter what is going on in your life. And hey, you, if you're living an average life, you know what? People get depressed just because their life is ho-hum and it's average. People get depressed because they have dramatic and traumatic things come upon them. So it's not just the dramatic traumatic that can cause people to fall into depression. Even just the everyday flows of life can cause people to get into depression. So I'm encouraging you, you've got to be purposeful. You've got to be intentional to not let that happen to yourself. And the easiest tool you can use is the tool of thankfulness and gratefulness. Write it down. Thankfulness and gratefulness. If you would just start your day every day with, what am I thankful for? What am I grateful for? It will change your life. Get up and start saying, I'm thankful that my five senses are working. I'm thankful that I'm breathing, that I didn't die like 60,000 other people yesterday. I'm thankful that I can taste. I'm thankful that I can smell. I'm thankful that I can touch. I'm thankful that I can see, and I'm thankful that I can hear. I'm thankful for however many fingers I still have on my hands. I'm thankful for my toes. I'm thankful for arms. I'm thankful for a car. Choose to be thankful and grateful for things in your life, and it will literally push out depression. It will push out sadness. It's impossible to be depressed or sad when you are thankful and grateful for things in your life. It's impossible. So I'm telling you the cure right now, the cure for depression, the cure for sadness is thankfulness and gratefulness. That is the cure. And do you know what the number one healthiest thing that you can do for yourself in life is? Do you know what the number one is? Well, guess what? I'm going to have to pull in a Mythbuster on you.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Mythbusters. Mythbusters!
That's right. We got all these myths out there, and I love busting a myth. Because we've all believed those myths because they've been around, because there's always partial truth to every myth. There's a partial truth to a myth. That's why we believe them. And so what have we all heard is the number one healthiest thing we can do for ourselves? Well, it's eat a good diet. Nope, not that. It's exercise. Nope, that's a myth. Get plenty of sleep. Nope. The number one healthiest thing you can do for yourself is have a thankful, grateful, happy heart. That is scientific, empirical, anecdotal data from a centurion study, which means people that were in the study had to be 100 years old to 117 years old. Now that's some old people, 100 to 117 years old. And the only common denominator of every person in that group was they all had grateful, thankful, happy hearts. Grateful, thankful, happy hearts. That was the only common denominator. Now that's empirical, anecdotal, scientific evidence. So let's have a grateful, thankful, happy heart so we can live a great long time in life. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTF. Bringing the 88-day transformation to life. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, superstar, that's right. I'm talking to you. You're a rock star. You're a superstar. And I want you to say it bold and I want you to say it strong because that is the real you. That's who you really are. and say it out loud. Say, I am handsome. I'm beautiful. I'm talented. I'm achieving all my dreams and all my goals. And I got a guy here that is living the dream. Good morning, Jonathan Bird. Welcome to the studio, brother.
Good morning. Good morning, John. I'm
Wait a minute.
Hey, talking to a microphone here. There it is. There I am. I got to find the right microphone to talk into.
Well, I'm just turning all these knobs here. I don't know which one to turn.
Oh, yeah, this one's on. Yeah, okay.
I've turned all the microphones on and off. I don't know which one to turn. It's like, where is he?
So, man, it is exciting to be here, and I am skinny. That's all I'm going to start saying. I am skinny.
Yeah. Now, say I'm lean.
I am lean. That's right. I'm a lean, mean, fighting machine.
There you go. There
but
you
I'm
go.
A lover, not a fighter.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm sure Abby's glad to hear that. She's like, you better be a lover. Don't fight with me, dude.
Well, I've got an update. We are 4 weeks into my 88 days and 4 weeks as I'm doing my 88 days and 8 week challenge right now. And I've got an update, John. New news here.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. We are out now at 109 pounds of fat loss.
Oh, my word. Okay. That's like a jockey. It's like all the jockeys that ride in the Kentucky Derby are like 109 pounds. You have lost a jockey.
Post time, lost a jockey.
That is amazing. I mean, Jonathan, come on, dude. Now, you know what? Now, everyone out there is thinking wait a minute. A person's gone out of your body. Dude, your skin must be sagging like a Shar-Pei dog.
No, it's not that rough. Oh, it's a terrible pun. No sagging skin. No sagging skin whatsoever.
That's amazing. Well, you look amazing. Your skin looks amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just going to say it for the sake of all the guys out there. Jonathan, your head is like half the size. What's up with the half the head size?
It's amazing. I mean, just, I didn't know I held that much fat in my head.
Well, you know, there is a whole company called Fat Heads.
Not here anymore.
My boys buy those fat heads. You know, they like to hang those on their wall, but I'm glad you don't have one anymore.
No. And what's cool is, you know, so I figured out my numbers because I did the scale, and I've now gained, I am approaching 15 pounds of muscle gain.
Dude, you've gained a huge, heavy bowling ball of solid muscle.
Yep.
Solid muscle in there. Ooh, I bet Abby's liking that, man.
Mama like the muscles.
Those muscles are hard. A hard man is good to find. She found one. He's forming right in front of her.
And so that's so cool. And I've gained 27 pounds of healthy hydration.
Oh, you did not. That's
yes,
impossible.
Sir. No, it's not impossible.
Oh, come on. You must be bloated like a water balloon.
No bloat here.
You know, that's the funnest thing about transformation. People just can't believe like what's really, you know, that you could gain healthy weight and keep losing inches because you've lost a foot, right?
That's right.
You've lost a foot.
Well, I've lost 12 inches around my belly. Yeah. Still losing. Every clothing article I owned previously to 4 months ago no longer fits me. Every single article of clothing I've had to redo and get in. And what's super cool is I had these two suits made in India when Abby and I traveled to India 13 and a half years ago. And I can fit in both those suits. I have not worn them in 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so cool to be able, like, I always had hope, I guess. I never got rid of them, and God kept the moths away from them. The moths never got to those two suits.
Like the children of Israel in the wilderness.
That's right.
The clothes never wore out, and the moths never ate the 13-year-old suits. Well, man, usually it's the girl trying to get back into their wedding dress, man. You, like, got back into your wedding honeymoon suits.
That's right.
It's awesome.
So I like those two suits. And even though, quote unquote, they're out of style, but I don't care. I look good in them.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You do look good, Jonathan. You looked amazing, man, at the the event that we just had Friday at Jonathan Bird's, man. And hey, that was fantastic. You know, I want to give a shout out to all the staff at Jonathan Bird's. They put on a great, you know, I don't know, it was over 100 people showed up. We just had a great time with a bunch of Southsiders and just what a beautiful, beautiful group of people. And I just continued to run into people all weekend, actually, that said, man, I had a great time. And that was such a great event. And everyone was so, you know, engaging and they had such a great experience. So big shout out, Jonathan, to you and your family. And
thank you. Great. Yes. They all did a great job. Thank you so much. And it was a fun time. And man, we met a lot of great people and a lot of people excited to get started. I met some people over the weekend who got started as well. So answering their questions and helping them out and just giving them the encouragement they need to just press forward, because, you know, I mean, this is something that'll change their lives forever. I mean, I've experienced it in just, you know, a little less than 4 months. You know, I've done this and I'm like, wow, you know, and met a couple guys at church, you know, I'm like, dude, I was your size 4 months ago. It's like, no way. I'm calling you Monday.
Yeah. Well, and I got to give a big thank you there. You know, friends, if you're just listening to me for the first time, at the Jubilee Home, carrot cake is a vegetable.
That's right.
And I tell you what, the folks at Jonathan Bird's have definitely heard me say it, because everyone was bringing me carrot cake. I had carrot cake on my right, carrot cake on my left, carrot cake above and beneath. And I was loving every bit of it, too.
There's no lack of supply of carrot cake for John Jubilee.
I'm going to tell you what.
I will never let that happen.
I ate it all, too, brother. I'm telling you what, man. I ate every piece of it that got brought to me.
No carrot cake will go uneaten.
That's right. There will be none of that starving kids in Africa, man. So eat your carrot cake. I was like, I'll eat it. I was eating my vegetables. Yeah, that was really, really awesome. And again, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to all the people that came. I hope you had a great time. And I stayed till the last person left. I think we were there eating dinner, man.
Well, I was going to say, we was like, it's time to eat again. You and I had to eat again. It was time.
I mean, we started at 11:30. I think we left at 5 o'clock. I mean, seriously, yeah, right? It was like 5 o'clock. So I just want to let folks know that if we ever have one of those there, I'll stay as long as people want to talk and to answer all their questions and the private things afterwards. Had a lot of really deep conversations with people, you know, afterwards. There's so many devastating and challenging issues out there, Jonathan. And that's why I do that, you know, because I so care about people and I want to give them, you know, the help and the hope to know that there really is a solution, you know, to whatever it is. There was a lot of people, challenges with, you know, just deep, you know, deep challenging things physically that they were wondering, you know, man, can it really help with this? Can it really? And actually, if I'm not saying any names, I mean, there was men, you know, that deal with the private issues, the challenging issues that, you know, that men deal with that they don't want to deal with that impacts their wife and their relationship. There was women, you know, dealing with deep hormonal, you know, challenges and wondering, can I really get through this? Can I really get over it? You know, 10, 15 years of struggling with migraines, people in fear of family members with Parkinson's or with Alzheimer's disease, you know, just, you could tell just how devastating it was to their family of dealing with these things. And Jonathan, the great news is, you know what, it really is. I get to share a message of hope for the hopeless.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can definitely, you have hope when you do the right things. And when you do the 10 simple things that John Jubilee teaches and you've discovered and you can share with them, their lives will change forever. And I'm a living testimony to that. And I just want to encourage anybody and everybody, if you know somebody, if you need to, everybody needs to be healthy at a cellular level, give us a call. We want to help. And we are just truly, truly doing this altruistically. We want to help you get better and live the life you deserve.
Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Discovering your true genetic blueprint. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, put a smile on your face. If for no other reason, it's like, hey, at least I'm awake. No problems. There's only one place in the world there's no problems. And where would that be? In the grave. That's right. So if you want no problems, you're just basically saying, I'm ready to check out. And you're not ready to check out because you got your whole life to live. Problems are just opportunities waiting to be solved. So just look at those as what we call OTIs, opportunities to improve. That's what every problem in your life is. So I'm encouraging you today, be the best you can be. Be thankful, be grateful, and what in the world? I just got somebody's calling me on the phone here. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to take this call. I've got a caller from Indianapolis. Am I ready for her? All right, I'm ready for her. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Actually, I'm in Rushville. How are you this morning, John?
Man, I am spectacular. How are you doing there, Rockstar?
Oh, listen, I tell you, I couldn't be better, but I just had to give a call and let you know that I was shocked I was able to get on a trip and pretty much maintain everything and get home and get right back on track.
I'm just smiling, Elizabeth. I never know what you're going to say, man, when you call.
Well, do you know what? Friday, when you mentioned my name, I was sitting in my chiropractor's office, and I go, yes, because I wanted to call in so bad, and I couldn't get through. And by the way, how did you like that picture from the wedding? Oh. Did I not look like a rock star?
Oh, my word. Amazing, Elizabeth.
Tell you what, I couldn't have felt more elegant, more beautiful. And even though I'm not there yet, you have made me feel like a queen.
Well, you look like a queen. And just the way you carry yourself, Elizabeth, is like a queen.
Well, you know, you talk about, I listen to you just about every morning coming and going. And now that I've got everybody, download his app. If you've got an iPhone or an Android, get the app so that you can hear him. Because even when I was in Florida, I listened to you. And I made everybody in the car listen to you. The transformation is wonderful. And, you know, things are just moving along. I can't wait to get back in and see where I've gone. And I'm just anxious for the end. And I can't wait to see Jonathan and his lovely wife and your lovely wife. Oh, my gosh. They say that when you're in the presence of people with positive thinking, I've always been a positive thinker. And this past winter was so difficult for me for the first time. And I've only lived here since 95. I moved here from San Diego. And where the weather was gorgeous just about every day, we had 4 inches of rain a year. And life was just very nice. I got out every evening and walked. While the kids and gym ate supper, but never had anyone to motivate. In fact, I've been telling people, I think you're better than Zig Ziglar.
Oh, wow. Well, he's like my hero,
and
man.
Rest his soul, but I love Zig. And every morning I'd make my oldest daughter in high school, before she could turn on the radio or anything, listen to his motivational tapes. But your motivation every morning is awesome. And on the trip, I will say that because I have grandchildren with me, I didn't listen in the mornings till they left. And then I just laid them all out and just bam, 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 one right after another.
Wow.
So, I just love your stories. I love hearing about your upbringing. I love hearing about your life and how you made life work. Because, you know, when life gives you lemons, you make lemon drops out of it.
That's right.
So, anyway, my 33 pounds, I'm hoping it's going to be more than that when I see Jonathan or you again. And just sucking that water down as much as I can.
Now,
and
wait a minute.
Shaking the body up.
You're down 33 pounds of fat already?
Well, that was within the first 29 days.
29 days, 33 pounds
yeah,
of fat.
Yeah, and I'm in about 50, I think I'm in about 54 days right now.
Oh, brother. You know what, Elizabeth, you know you're going to get me in trouble with all the girls out there that are going to say, that's too good to be true, that can't be real.
Oh, John, you know what? Somebody actually got up at your luncheon and thought I was a plant in your audience until I whipped out my picture from 4th of July, and I said, does this look like a plant? Does this belly look like a a plant to you. I've lost 6.5 inches in my hips and 6 inches in my waist. Now, probably more because today, because it's cold, I put on a pair of slacks, and by golly, they're bagging. And these were tight on me to start with. I couldn't even wear these the end of last winter. But I'm glad I have just about every size in my closet. Ladies, does that sound familiar? I probably have everything from a size 4 to a size 22.
Oh, my word.
And right now, I'm into about a 14, which is good for me because I'm only 5 foot,
yes,
you know, and
yes.
I feel like 5 pounds is like 50 pounds to me.
Sure, I understand.
But I want to throw a hello out if Mary's listening. Mary signed up at your Jonathan luncheon here a few weeks ago, and we've kept in contact, kind of mentoring, you know, and we email a couple, 2-3 times a week. Just so I know how she's doing, you know. So it's, you know, I just wanted her to be motivated, and she wants it to come off as quickly as mine did, but I told her that everybody's different. Just like when I first came to you, I said, okay, John, all I hear is men calling in, Jonathan, you know, and men lose it a lot quicker. Why? Because I think they've got less layers of fat than we women do.
Well,
you know,
Well, Elizabeth, I got to tell you, man, you're right up there with all the guys, man. I mean, 33 pounds of fat in 29 days, that's usually what a man would lose. And you're right there, sister. So there isn't any man knocking you out of the park.
Well, John, you are a great motivator. And if I could motivate anybody, you know, I sure will, because I walk in this town and I have customers. I own an antique mall and gift shop in Delhi, and I've got customers who want me to be posting. And, you know, I've never really asked anybody how to go on and, you know, do a blog and post on your site. So that's something that, you know, I need to call and talk to someone about and how to do, because, you know, it's motivation. And when I hear Virginia, when she called in that first time, that was the day I called and made my appointment with you, because it was a woman calling in. And that's why I like to call in.
Oh, well,
because
thank
the women
you.
Need a woman's power, you know, to back them up.
Oh, I'm with you. Well, Elizabeth, no one is more powerful, you know, than a woman that has a real experience. And for a woman to lose 33 pounds of fat in 29 days sounds impossible, sounds too good to be true, sounds unbelievable. But girl, I know you're the real deal.
Well, you know, and I hydrated 11 pounds. So I'm sure I'm hydrated more now. And by the way, you know, I did email you and told you that, wow, I went to this wedding right Saturday a week ago. And this mama jumped all over the darn dance floor. I was out there. My husband sat back and just watched. You know, I was just knocking it dead. And not only that, but I will tell you that I ate because I knew I was going to jump it away. And I bought one of these jawbone bracelets that my daughter told me about. She's a director of a cardiology down at St. Joe's in Atlanta, Emory St. Joseph. And she says, Mama, just keep track of your sleep and your walking and get one of these. You can put it on your iPhone. It'll tell you your sleep pattern. It'll tell you everything. And not to mention, John, but I'll remind your listeners that I've been off my meds now for over a month.
Wow.
And I just had my labs returned to me. When I flew in on Wednesday afternoon, the doctor's office had called, and all of my labs are normal. No thyroid, no cholesterol, no diabetes. Now, my A1C was just a little high, but that's because two of those 3 months, my diabetic numbers were like 130s, you know. So they've dropped clear down. When they got down into the 95s, I knew it was time for me to off those medicines. And, the sad thing is my doctor had moved, so I had no physician to go to. And when you're in a small town, it's hard to go find someone else. So before my trip, I wanted to make sure I was healthy and that I could feel safe in being, you know, 1,000 miles away from home. So what I did was I went in for my checkup and brought her my logs, my records of everything that I've done, my weight loss and my fat loss. And we ran labs, and I am so excited to know that I have no thyroid issues. My mom had Alzheimer's. She had thyroid. She had high blood pressure. So I think we mentally think, especially as females, that it's just going to be inevitable. No, I don't want. I have a brother 1 year older. He just had a birthday. I'm 63. He just turned 65. And he has dementia so bad that when I sent pictures from the wedding, he did not know who I was.
Oh, my goodness.
And I cannot have this. Wow. I won't have my children.
That's right. That's right. You're changing your legacy. You're changing your legacy, Elizabeth. And I know you're
getting... it's so important. You know, you've got grandchildren. And my babies, I want to be with my babies.
That's right, girl. Yeah. You're off your high blood pressure, you're off thyroid, you're off high cholesterol and diabetes.
That's right.
Wow.
All of them.
Congratulations.
Of them.
Well, you are a rock star. I can't wait to see you there. And thank you so much for calling in today. You're an inspiration.
And I've got a couple of people I think I'm going to be bringing.
All right.
Most of my friends are all working people.
All right.
You have an awesome day, John. I love you.
We love you. We love you, girl. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTF. Hope for the hopeless. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, superstar, rock star. That's right. I'm talking to you. Say it out loud. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome. I'm intelligent. I'm a world changer. I'm creative. I am going to fulfill my destiny. And friends, are you kidding me? I hope you just got to hear the amazing, extraordinary Elizabeth just call in. Now, there's a gal, too, that she's just not transforming for herself. So for her to take the time to give a call in to try to encourage, especially you ladies out there. Hey, is there any other ladies out there that have a thyroid issue? Ladies, thyroid issues are like epidemic among women. And you just heard a woman call in and share. And by the way, I have thousands of testimonials just like Elizabeth. Anecdotal empirical evidence that they say, not John Jubilee making a claim, women just like Elizabeth who just called in and said, I don't have a thyroid issue anymore. And if you lose 33 pounds of fat in 29 days, you better believe you don't have a thyroid issue anymore, right? Come on, girls. Is there any other women out there that you're interested in possibly having the same result? We don't say these results are not typical. We say these results are typical. That's right. We say these results are typical. So I'm encouraging you. Guess what? You want a typical result? You can lose 3 loaves of bread of solid fat, or I'm sorry, 4, girls. Boys usually lose more, unless you're like Elizabeth. She's losing as much as the boys are. But girls, just picture a loaf of bread of solid fat. Picture a loaf of bread of solid fat and losing one of those every single week. That is the typical result. It's not the special. It's not the extraordinary. That's the typical result of somebody that's doing the transformation. And so, Elizabeth, thank you. Thank you. You are such a doll. And hey, if you guys caught her age, Elizabeth is a young lady in her 60s, and she's looking amazing and looking more amazing every day. So you can do this at any age, at any age. So come on, get yourself in the best shape that you can. And Elizabeth's throwing down the challenge to the girls there. She's off high cholesterol, she's off high blood pressure, she's off diabetic, and she's off thyroid medication in a month. Now that's great news, right? And that's a lady that's just sharing a real story. And I got to share real quick for Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I was speaking down south and I had this exact same thing happen in a room of 100 people. There were 6 people like you, Elizabeth, 6 people that just randomly came because they wanted to see me in person, and they just stood up spontaneously and shared their testimony of coming off of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, thyroid, diabetes. One man was cured of two cancerous tumors on his kidney. These people were all over the audience, and it looked like we planted them there, Elizabeth. It looked like we planted six people in there to tell these unbelievable, impossible stories, and it was all pure, spontaneous truth being shared with people, because that's just the real deal. That's just the real stories that really happen. And I got another real story of a real transformer that has called in, and I'm so glad that he did. Hey, Don, thank you so much for your call this morning there, mighty man.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Man, spectacular, spectacular. Brother, I'm so glad you called in this morning. It's like we had a woman, and now we got a man calling in. How are you doing today?
Oh, my gosh, John. I'm doing amazing, as usual, because of the transformation that I did with you almost 2 years ago.
Man, well, Don, I'll tell you what's amazing is I was looking at your beach pictures. I was looking at your beach picture that you sent in of that before and after, man. That just looks like two different human beings.
I know. I had a lady in the salon, and she goes, "Is that your brother?" Yeah, but he's no longer here. Yeah, it's my older brother. Oh, my gosh, John. The transformation that I did with you was amazing. You know, I am just like you said. I mean, everything you say is spot on. I mean, I was a skeptic in the very beginning. You know how long it took me to really decide to do this. And then when I do this, I was all in, 100%. And it's been almost 2 years, and I have kept it off. I'm in better shape now than I probably have been in my entire life. Your transformation has afforded me to do things, more things, fun things, than I've ever would have been able to do if I hadn't done this.
Well,
it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Don, I just think about some of the places you've called me from. You called me when you're running on the river. You've called me from Cedar Point, you know, out there vacationing, you know, called me spending time with your daughter. I mean, you're really living a full, abundant, active life, Don, and that thrills my heart, man.
Well, the transformation has afforded me to do this, John. I started out at 240 pounds at 5'7", and now I'm and I had a 44-inch waist. Now, in that first 88 days, John, I probably took up 25 pounds of hydration, and I lost, my total weight loss or fat loss was 89 pounds in just the first 88 days.
Wow.
And I was a 44-inch waist, and now, John, I am seriously, a 29.
Unbelievable. So,
I know, and I'm staying that way. This is not something that just keeps coming on. It doesn't go on and come off. It doesn't go on and come off like most programs do. I'm keeping this off, and I can go out. And like you say, I can pretty much eat anything I want right now, and I don't put on any more pounds. I mean, it's amazing. It's just unbelievable. It's better than when I was younger. I mean, I used to dread just eating too much. But I always did. And now I can go out and eat anything I want. Of course, I also, you know, watch the program. I've stayed on the program. I think it's going to be something that I'm going to be doing my entire life. And I love it.
Wow. Well, Don, I remember when I met you, you told me that you were having some knee issues, and it was painful just walking up and down the stairs.
Well, what knee issues? I don't. I have no knee issues. I mean, it was about 2 weeks into it, you know, and I couldn't hardly walk up the stairs. I'd have to kind of walk sideways or 1 foot at a time, and it was like 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I didn't even notice it was gone, and all of a sudden I'm walking upstairs, and I'm like, "Hey, hold on here. What's the matter?" I had no other pain. Now, as I've progressed through this program, I have had aches and pains. But I know that this is something else that I have noticed, that I heal so fast now that it's just unbelievable. You know, and people say, well, how's that? You're 57 years old. I mean, you're not supposed to be healing that quick. It's supposed to take longer. And I'm like, well, you know, I know the man. You know, and this really works. And there's so many things to fix it. I mean, it's everything about your health. There's nothing that this doesn't cover. Nothing.
Yeah, well, Don, I got to tell you, man, you know, you're an inspiration, but every time I see you, I just have to tell you, you know, I think about from the first time I met you until looking at you now. I mean, you literally look at least, you know, I'm trying not to exaggerate for people because it already sounds too good to be true, but you literally look at least 10 years younger and your skin looks unreal, man. I mean, it looks so healthy.
Yes, it is. It's working fantastic. And I don't, you know, after losing a total of 144 pounds, I don't know where I'd have anything else to lose because I think I'm down to, I think I'm ripped now.
What
they call, but you know, they call get the abs and everything. So I have literally people stopping into my salon now. Just stopping in. You know what? I want to see this before I start. You know, they're coming in to check it out. They really want to see if it's true. And I'm like, yeah, check it out. You know, I had a lady in the other day, you know, we were talking about her, and she comes in and she goes, man, I just wanted to tell you about my transformation, and I just wanted to see how well you've done. I've been hearing, I heard you talk to John on the radio, and he told me your stuff, and I just wanted to see it for sure. And I'm like, well, yeah, come on in here. You know, I see people all the time. People coming in just to check it out. I mean, and your listeners, anybody that's on the fence, come in, check this out. I mean, you've got to do this. This is more than just weight loss. This is more than fat loss. This is health. I mean, this is life-changing. This is life-changing.
Well, Don, I tell you what, you really inspired some folks, you know, with, you know, of course, we've got to, a person that, you know, you literally, and I really truly do count it as a divine connection, man. You know who I'm talking about, our sweetheart in a wheelchair. But man, her and her husband, she came in just for her launch. You know, she did her pre-launch and then her launch, she'd already lost 12 pounds of fat in that wheelchair.
Oh my.
And Don, I just had a group of people that were starting and they, and this one lady, she said to me, she said, well, Don Allen says that woman's going to be dancing by Christmas.
She will. If she stays with your program, that woman will be out of that wheelchair and she will be walking by Christmas. And that'll be the best Christmas gift that anybody could ever give her.
Yeah. Well, Don, it means the world to me, man, that you know, that you care enough about people to share your experience and to share that possibility, because you know what? You know, that will be something forever for life, you know, that you'll always, you know, have as a part of your legacy, that you changed her life, that you changed her life. And I can't wait to share that at Christmas time. I can't wait to see what's happening at Christmas time in her life.
Yes, me too. And another thing I'd like to share is, and I want to give a big thank you to you, because of all of the things that you could have done in your life and all the things that you've done, that you chose to do this. And I know this was not an easy task for you to put all this together and to make this work for people. And then the big heart that you have to be able to help people and do this, and the sacrifices that you've made along the way to help people. I just want to give you a big thank you.
Well, Don, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that so much. And it hadn't been easy, but it is the joy. It is the joy of my life, man. And Don, you brought me joy today, man. Thank you so much for calling me today, man. You made my day, brother.
Hey, you're the man, John. You made my life. Thank you, brother. I love you so much.
All right. Love you too, man. Have a great one. Well, hey, friends, you know what? I want you to have the most amazing life. I want you to have a life like Elizabeth, like Don. So go log on to johnjubilee.com. Come on, man. Let's live this thing we call life. Let's be the best us we can possibly be. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, it is the joy of my life to live this experience we call life together. And let's choose to be intentional today. Let's choose to live our life with purpose. Let's choose to be the best us that we can be in every area of our life. And it all starts with just one step at a time. And if you're just a new listener, I'm just going to encourage you today. Hey, man, this is your day. You are the superstar. You are the rock star. You are the top news story of the day. You and your life. Do you know how the world could be revolutionized? The world can be revolutionized if every person, starting with you, if you would just choose to take one positive action step today, not tomorrow, not next week, not at New Year's, but forget resolution. Let's have a revolution. And here's how we could revolutionize the world. If you choose to just do one positive thing today. Now, if you're a really grumpy person, your positive thing might be to just smile 3 times today. That's right. It might be a stretch for you, but you can do it. Just smile. Put a smile on your face. If you're already someone that can smile, add a compliment with that smile. Smile at somebody and give them a compliment. Tell them they look nice. Tell them you appreciate their service. Tell a coworker you appreciate the way that they do their job every day, that they show up, that they're faithful. Say something kind. Give someone an encouraging word. If each person would just do one positive thing extra every day, and then we do the same thing the next day, it's the pebble in the pond effect. Then you become better. Then your home becomes better. Then your neighborhood becomes better. Then your city becomes better. Then your county becomes better. Then your state becomes better. Then your region becomes better. Then your country becomes better. And then the world becomes a better place. It really is simple, but it starts with me and it starts with you. We can truly make this world a better place by just being the best us we can be. Now, let me just ask you a question. If you tried to tune into the morning news and you wanted to hear about the latest bombing, the latest earthquake, the latest stock market crash, the latest scandal, what good is that going to do in your personal life? What good thing is that going to bring? What positive change will come to the world in that? That's right. Nothing. There's not one positive thing that can come out of just knowing all the other negative things that are going on. But do you know that our mind is hardwired for negative information? It is literally 10 times easier to remember a negative experience than it is a positive one. Just think about it in your own life. If somebody ticks you off, you remember that 10 times easier than all the nice things that other people did in your life. That's how we're wired. And so we have to be very intentional to choose to turn that tide and say, wait a minute, I'm going to find the positives in life. I'm going to find the positive things that I can begin to focus on. I'm going to quit just jumping in that river of negativity that's just flowing through the whole world. And I'm going to say, hey, wait a minute, what can I do different today in my own life? How can I be a better person? And so I'm encouraging you today, it starts with just making a decision of one step. It doesn't matter what level we're at in life. You know what? I work with people at the highest levels of success in this life. People that have already become professional athletes. They're A-list top entertainers, red carpet people, with billionaires that have succeeded in business. And every one of us, including them, still has room to grow, still has room to be a better person. And it all begins the same way for every one of us and every one of them. We just have to choose is what is something I can do personally better today? What can I personally do better today? And if you're not sure what it is, ask a trusted friend. When I say a trusted friend, a real friend is somebody that'll tell you that you have chicken stuck in your teeth. That's right. If you have lunch with them, they'll say, hey, you got chicken stuck in your teeth. Now, if they're not your real friend, they'll just let you figure it out when you go to the bathroom, and you'll know that everyone saw chicken stuck in your teeth all day because nobody wanted to tell you you had chicken stuck in your teeth. So be a person that is open enough that people know they can tell you, hey, I love you. You got chicken stuck in your teeth. I love you. You have an anger issue. I love you. You have a bad attitude. I love you. You're too critical of people. I love you. You're too negative. Be a person that's open to constructive criticism. Hey, anybody can just criticize, but I'm not talking about just criticizing people. Because you know what? That's irritating, right? The people that sit around and criticize everyone else. Constructive criticism is when you criticize for the purpose of building someone up, to build them up. The only reason to criticize somebody is to constructively criticize them, to give them the answer. Don't tell them what's wrong. Tell them how to fix it and how to grow and to build themselves into a better person. And if you don't have the answer, then don't share the criticism either, because that's not your place in this world, and nobody cares about our opinion if we don't care enough to build them up. Let me say that again. No one cares about our opinion if we don't care enough to build someone up, to give them the tools, to give them the materials to build themselves up. So I'm encouraging you today, be the best you that you can be. Choose intentionally to just improve yourself in one tiny area today. So if you're a 3-smile-a-day person, come on, let's go for that 4th smile today. If you're a smiler but you're afraid to talk, come on, get your words out there and you give one compliment today. If you're a person that just thinks you know everything, then you choose to just learn one new thing today. Choose to just learn one new thing today. I don't care what it is. Give yourself the opportunity to just improve a tiny bit in any one area of your life. And if we can all just make that commitment to do that every day, we will truly change the world. We will change the world. And I am here to share with you that anything is possible. I don't care what's happened in your past. I don't care what you've been through, how many times you've been disappointed, that you think, well, good things only happen to other people. That's not true. That's not true. You know what? Good and bad happens to every single person. Good and bad happens to every single person. But you have to put yourself in a position. It's like sailing on a sailboat. You got to put that sail in a position to catch the wind. Hey, the wind is always blowing. So it's not the blowing of the gale, those gale winds. It's not the blowing of the gale. It's the setting of your sail. So set your sail the right way to catch the wind and get yourself moving in the positive direction that you need to go in life. Your life can change today if you will just do one step to make a change. One step to make a change puts you moving on a path that can change your destiny forever. And you can really do it. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Radio for all of you, mind, body, and spirit. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are talented. You are extraordinary. You are unique. You are achieving your dreams. Your greatest days are in front of you. You are the top news story of the day. No one's more important than you. And if you don't know what a Cribs House is, I got Jonathan Bird, the one, the only, the amazing, the extraordinary, Jonathan, thank you for joining me today, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. I accept those compliments. I must say you're extraordinary. You're awesome. You are amazing because you have changed my life forever.
Well, man, it's the joy of my life. It's the joy of my life to do it. I don't know, Jonathan. Some people could take it the wrong way, man. I've had people say to me, that Jonathan Bird, since he met you, he's not half the man he used to be.
Well, it's true because I have lost over, I've lost new update 4 weeks into my 88 days and 8 week challenge. I'm in 4 weeks as I've built my house, as I'm still building my house. I'm adding the swimming pool. I'm adding the bonus room. I'm adding, the entertainment center, the stables, the tennis court, the basketball court, the bowling alley, and the movie theater in the house. We're adding all those things. I've lost 109 pounds of fat now. 109 pounds of fat.
Oh, my word. Man, Jonathan, that's a person. That's a person.
Yes, it is.
That's like the size
I've lost Abby. Where did she go? I lost Abby. Somebody tell me. Where's the founder? No, it's people. Metaphor. The metaphor. 109 pounds of fat I've lost.
Yeah, it's a person.
It's a person.
It's like a supermodel size, or a jockey from the Kentucky Derby. You lost a jockey. It's about what those jockeys weigh, about 109 pounds. So, yeah, Jonathan.
Down the stretch I come. Here I go.
Dude, that is... That's just extraordinary, Jonathan.
Yep.
I mean, extraordinary. And you look amazing. And just to ask people, because they're all wondering, man, if that guy lost a human being out of his body, his skin's got to be sagging all over the place. I mean, that's what people think.
No, you know, I mean, if you watch all those other shows, those extreme weight loss shows that they show, yeah, that's what they do. But every Transformer, including myself, zero sagging skin. There's not a sagging skin inch of me at all. None whatsoever. So, and it's amazing. I mean, it's tight. I mean, my skin is tight, you know? So everybody can do this. And it is simple. And it's so simple. I mean, John, I haven't run a step. Not one. I don't run. I don't do any sit-ups, and I have abs. I mean, there are abdominal muscles that are coming out. They're super cool. I can feel my scapula. I didn't know I had a shoulder blade. I can reach it back there. It's back there. I feel it. There's my scapula. I feel it. I have traps, my neck muscles, excuse me, and it's amazing. And I've done no heavy breathing, none at all. I mean, it's what you teach. He's like, no heavy breathing. And it's simple, and it's easy to do. I eat real food. I eat Jonathan Bird's. I can name about 20 restaurants I've been to over the past 88 days and 4 weeks that I've been to that are just, they're restaurants. You go out and eat real food. There's nothing, you know, I don't know, no food delivered to me, you know, just no white flour, no sugar. It's all we have to stay away from. The world is my oyster and I can eat oysters.
Well, I got to quickly throw in, I don't want people to think I'm just teasing you. So at Cribs House, there used to be this show on MTV called Cribs, and
right?
They'd show these people that... They had houses that had tennis courts. They had basketball courts.
Right.
They had movie theaters. And so when I say Jonathan Bird's building the Cribs House, you know, when I met Jonathan Bird, I used to say, you know, if you're not done in 88 days and you want to keep going and you want to, you know, put on the bonus room, put on the swimming pool, I said, then keep building. And then Jonathan Bird comes along and he's like, the tennis court, the bowling alley, the riding stables, you know, so that's why I say it's the Cribs House now. Jonathan Bird's building the Cribs House.
That's right. Yeah, because I got healthy at cellular level in 88 days. 88 days, I got healthy at cellular level and lost 92 pounds of fat in 88 days. But I wasn't done. I wanted to keep building that house. I wanted it to be awesome. And so now we're at 109 pounds of fat loss. I'm doing 4 more weeks. September 20th, Abby Bird's birthday. It's going to be a super awesome party because that house is going to be built.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot wait.
Sweet. Sweet action. And yeah, and Jonathan, I'll tell you, we had such a great time at the event. I just want to give a shout out to all the staff at Jonathan Bird's. Did such a great job. Over 100 people came out and joined us, and we just had a great time. It was so, so great. And I'm sure we're going to end up doing something like that again. It was just such a great time.
Yeah.
And And thank you to everybody for all those carrot cakes. Man, I had carrot cake coming out of my ears. And I did eat them all. I really did. Myself.
Yeah, no leftovers of carrot cake. Thanks to John Jubilee.
Myself. You know what? My kids have all learned, don't mess with dad dessert. Dad likes his dessert. And I did. I ate every one of those. So thanks. Thanks to everybody out there. But it's so fun because when you build your house, you reset your hypothalamus, you reset your metabolism, and you can have that dessert. And the body just turns it into healthy glucose and glycogen, stores it as a healthy energy source in the muscle. It's just a whole different ball game. It's a game changer.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, it's so exciting to know that I'm just 4 weeks away from that just being, that's being me, but I'm going to keep, you know, this is a healthy lifestyle. This is sustainable. This is my life. And it's 10 times easier to maintain this house than it is to build that house. Because if you build your house right, how many times do I got to build my house?
One time. That's right. And that's what we teach. Build it one time, build it the right way, and it'll serve you for your whole life. And hey, and I just want to give a shout out. You know, if you were one of the people that attended the event there at Jonathan Bird's, and I mean, I really did stay there till 4 or 5 o'clock talking to people because I'm always the last guy out of the room. I'll stay as long as people have questions, and I make sure to answer every question that every person has, you know, when I do those kind of events. But that is really going to be a special Southside group.
Yes, sir.
And so for those of you that you were there and, you know, you were on the fence about jumping in with that group of Transformers, I really encourage you, go ahead and just give Sasha a call at 371-1399, 371-1399. Just call Sasha and say, yep, I decided I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump in there. Or you can call Jonathan Bird himself. You can reach him, you know, through our website, thejohnjubilee.com. But I really want to encourage you guys. This is going to be a great group. It's going to be a great group. So give Sasha a buzz, 371-1399. I met people, Jonathan, this weekend that told me, hey, I had such a great time. We're really thinking about it. We're really thinking about jumping in there and doing it. But, you know, I never pressure anybody. I teach people that, hey, a good decision is a good decision today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Take your time and making a good decision. You know, go do all your research, and see. But what you'll find, I can tell you, is that for 17 years, you know, literally thousands upon thousands of people, they've had great transformations. They've had life-changing health issues that they had for decades, gone. Severe neck and back pain, gone. Severe diabetes, gone.
Yeah, right.
Everyone gets off their high blood pressure medication. Everyone gets off their high cholesterol medication. Just so joyful, Jonathan, when I see these people's lives change forever. And, you know, and so fun that just spontaneously, you know, people show up, you know, at those events and they share their own, you know, testimonies.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I'm talking about you, Elizabeth. If Elizabeth is listening, the wild woman, Elizabeth,
yep.
who told everyone on the radio that, you know, I teach you girls that you'll lose about four loaves of bread, a solid fat. That's what you'll lose in a month. Well, Elizabeth lost about 8 loaves of bread.
That's right.
And she's boldly telling people and showing off her little black dress and, you know, and how smoking hot she is and jumping her husband's bones. And yes, she said it. So I'm just repeating
We're just
it.
Quoting.
I'm just repeating it. You know, I didn't say it. but just so fun. It's so fun. And I'm just rejoicing with Elizabeth and with the other people that are just having tremendous experiences. People cured of tendonitis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in their wrist, in their hip, in their knee, you know, in just 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
no more gout flare ups.
Yes.
I mean, the wrist pain is gone. The knee pain is gone. The people just, and just that short amount of time, it's just amazing. And I love telling the story about Michael Stone, who lost, I know it's one of the biggest examples, 175 pounds of fat. I love saying that he came off of 12 medications. All of them came off every medication. And that can be the same thing that happens to each and every single person listening today. If you're on a medication, you are not healthy. You're masking a symptom of what is really, truly bothering you and what is truly ailing you. And we and John 10 Technologies, they will transform you and you will come off all your medications. And that's just, we're not making the claim. That's what every transformer tells us. They come off their blood pressure medicine. They come off their diabetes medication. They're coming off their cholesterol medication. They're being cured of ED problems. I mean, we hear everything.
What's an Ed problem? What is an Ed problem?
It's a horse problem, right? Horse, Mr. Ed, right?
Mr. Ed. That's what we'll do. That'll be the code name for ED now. It's a horse problem. If you have the Mr. Ed problem, we have the cure. Stay with me through the break. I'm John Jubilee with my amazing transformer, Jonathan Bird, who's lost 109 pounds of fat and still building that house. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTF. Finding your joy. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, superstar. Come on, shout it out loud. I'm a rock star. I'm a superstar. I'm beautiful. I'm intelligent. I'm handsome. I am unique. I'm extraordinary. I am talented, and I am becoming the best me that I can possibly be. Hey, and part of doing that is overcoming that high blood pressure and that cholesterol, and you can really do it. It is absolutely, totally doable naturally with zero medication. I have literally seen it thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times, and it is so simple. And hey, I got to give a shout out. Man, one of the local and national chains of drugstores did away with their tobacco sales. They said, hey, you know what? It's kind of contradictory, right? To be trying to help people get healthy. And on one hand, we're trying to help them get healthy. And on the other hand, we're selling them cigarettes, that are going to make them sick and probably die younger. And I'm going to quickly say on that point, though, guess what will kill you? Smoking will kill you. It will. That's why it says the Surgeon General has said smoking will kill you. It'll make you sick and it'll kill you. But guess what will kill you faster than smoking? Drum roll, please. Thank you. Drum roll. Guess what? Fat. Fat will kill us faster than smoking. That's right. If you picture the size of a loaf of bread, so just next time you look at a loaf of bread, I want you to just think, if it was fat in that package instead of bread, that would be about 4 pounds of fat, 4 pounds of fat. So if you take just 4 pounds of fat and put it up against your kidney, it will suffocate your kidney. Put it up against your liver, it will suffocate your liver. Put it up against your pancreas, it will suffocate your pancreas. Those organs in your body, all it takes is one organ to fail and you will die. But before you die, you will be in poor health because we've got to have those organs functioning to be in optimal health. And they can't function very good. Just picture a pro athlete trying to run a marathon with 4 pounds of fat stuffed up against his nose and mouth. It would be so hard for him to breathe, it'd be hard for him to run, right? Well, that's the same thing that's happening to your organs when you have fat on your organ. I literally, personally know way too many men that never got sick. They took a nap and they didn't wake up. They took a nap and they didn't wake up. You know why? Because their organs were suffocated by about 20 to 60 extra pounds of fat that was in their body suffocating their organ. Well, friends, I don't want that to be your future. I don't want that to be your story, that's what happened with you. So I want to encourage you today. First of all, get rid of your fat. Get healthy at a cellular level. Now, I'm not talking about weight loss because weight loss is an absolute myth. You better be skeptical about weight loss because weight loss and all these weight loss programs out there are literally false hope for sale. It is false hope for sale. It's not real. You know, when I talk about weight loss, I'm talking about fat loss. Fat is what you want to lose. You don't want to lose weight. Every weight loss program, people lose their healthy hydration. It's like taking the water out of your car. It's so unhealthy. You don't want to lose 1 ounce of water, not an ounce. But people lose pounds and pounds of water, and they become dehydrated. And you take the water out of your car, it will burn up. You take the water out of your pancreas, it can't regulate your insulin. You get diabetes. You take the water out of your arteries, and your arteries will overproduce cholesterol, and you'll get high cholesterol. And you get high cholesterol, and you take the water out of your arteries, and your arteries shrivel up. That's how you get high blood pressure. And then the extra cholesterol that's produced gets into the artery, and it moves into the heart, and that's how you get blockages in your heart valves. So the good news is when you go to the cellular level and the cell becomes porous, when you do the 10 technologies that I teach, your cells become porous. They uptake the healthy hydration. The mitochondria inside that cell begins to fire and to spark and create energy and to create health and wellness and 30,000 positive chemical reactions. And now all the bad cholesterol goes away. The artery opens up. The cholesterol stops overproducing, the blood pressure goes down to its healthy level, and there's no blockage in the valve. It's that simple. I am a simplifier of complex things. And that's why Dave Ramsey, that's right, Dave Ramsey, Mr. Financial Peace, Mr. Cut Up Your Credit Card, sat me down knee to knee, toe to toe about 7 years ago, 7-8 years ago, and said, John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness. You're going to change the world. And I said, excuse me, Mr. Monetize It, but, you know, I've kind of got a good 21-year career going here in the field I'm in banking. And he said, John, you have simplified a complex issue, two complex issues for people, their weight and their health. You got to go take this message to the world. And I was like, Dave, you got to be kidding me. You know, 21-year career, he said, John, I'm telling you, you will be to health and wellness what I am to finance. You got to go do this thing. And Dave Ramsey for free gave me his staff, department heads to meet with to build my business plan so I could be here for you. Now, friends, you might not think that's a big deal, but let me explain something to you. I'm not part of Dave's endorsed local provider. Dave has an amazing business model. And it's built on endorsed local providers. People pay Dave Ramsey tens of thousands of dollars, as they should. He's an incredible man with incredible conviction and integrity. And they should pay him all that money. But I didn't pay Dave Ramsey a dime. I'm not one of his endorsed local providers. I'm just a man that Dave Ramsey sat down with because Dave Ramsey has conviction to help people get well in their finances and in their health. And he encouraged me to the point of giving me his staff department heads to build my business plan to be here for you. Now, you got to honor a man like that. So I'm encouraging you today. Hey, get yourself healthy at a cellular level. Do something that's simple, it's scientific, and it's sustainable. And I'm sitting here 17 years later, haven't been sick a day in my life. I'm super ultra preferred on my life insurance. I had a colonoscopy at 50 years old, and they said I had the insides of a 15-year-old athlete. They said, whatever you're doing, man, keep doing it. That tissue looks unbelievable from the inside. I let two doctors do my blood work just for fun, and they said, we are so jealous. They were in their 30s. I'm in my 50s. and they were jealous. Why? Because I'm healthy at a cellular level. When you get healthy from the inside out, man, you are healthy. And I'm leaner, stronger, fitter, healthier than I have ever been, than I was in high school, than I was in college. Now that's a joyful way to live. I sleep like a baby and I have joy. Now, my circumstances might not always be happy. We're not promised happy circumstances, but you can have joy in the midst of any circumstance. And when you're healthy at a cellular level, everything gets better. Everything. So I'm encouraging several groups of people today. First of all, I want to encourage the ladies that have hormonal issues. If you have the mood swings, if you have those ups and downs, if you get irritated easily, get healthy at a cellular level so those hormones can balance out and the real you can reappear in your life and the real you can reappear. Men, if you have low testosterone level, you can be non-symptomatic for low testosterone. You can sleep like a baby. You can have your lean, healthy muscle. I have men in their 70s gaining a bowling ball of solid muscle in their 70s. It's a myth you can't gain muscle. You can gain muscle at any age. You just have to know how to do the 10 technologies that I teach that are simple, scientific, and sustainable. If you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, most people are literally completely cured of that in a month. But in 88 days, I don't think we have ever had one person that did our 88-day program that did not get off all their medication in 88 days. So friend, I'm just sharing anecdotal empirical evidence. It's just the real deal. And it's real, and I'm sitting here almost two decades later just preaching a real message that's simple, it's scientific, it's sustainable, and it is pure science. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is, and I want to share the truth with you. So, man, let's get healthy together. Let's live this experience. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. More than just information, this is transformation. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, superstar. This is your day, and this is your time, and this is your season. Whatever has held you back in the past is not going to hold you back anymore. And this is your time to be in optimal health in your life, in your relationships, in your finances. And I've got the number one financial advisor on the planet.
This is your John Jubilee, Kyle Adkins, Wisdom of Wealth Minute, discussing love, peace, and happiness.
Hey, Mighty Kyle!
John, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, man. Great to hear your voice today. And, man, I know you've been Mr. World Traveler there, so everybody's missed your words of wisdom there. So welcome back this morning.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back. And I'm going to go big this morning. I'm thankful, again, to be back up. You know, kind of in the mix of things. We're excited about what's going to happen the next half of this year. Some good things coming on. So we're thrilled and appreciate you having us.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, what's a good word you got for me?
Here's the thing we got to be careful of, John. We got to keep watching. Now, what happens is when we have an extended period of time, when the markets continue to go up and things look like it's never going to mess up or we're never going to have a blip or there's never going to be a problem, right now is the time that we ought to be paying close attention to how we have our assets diversified, the things that we own, and make sure that we're not lulled to sleep by highs in the market. And let's make sure that we are discussing, maneuvering, and positioning to have ourselves prepared you know, if we see or when we see, you know, a blip within the market. So we must be diligent. We have to pay attention, as Daddy always told me. Pay attention to what's going on. Understand the surroundings. See what's happening. And again, that way, hopefully, we will not be caught off guard.
Good word. And Kyle, I just want to make sure for the people listening in, you know, they're in multiple states here. You know, what are the states, Kyle, that you're able to help our listeners in?
John, we actually, you know, in the securities business can help anybody in any state. And all that means is if we have a caller, for instance, from Montana or somebody that needs help in a state that we're not licensed in currently, it's a matter of a quick phone call to FINRA and make sure that, you know, we're on board with that particular state. So we basically now help everybody, Southeast, Indiana, Tennessee, Kentucky, and we have clients currently, John, coast to coast, from California to Maryland and all the way down to Florida. So we can help about anybody, you know, based on their need and what we need to be doing for them.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, Kyle, I am so glad to hear that. And I know that our listeners will be too. And I just want them to know that, you know, folks, you can go log on to johnjubilee.com and we've got a connection there with Kyle Atkins. And as you know, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, all I do is share experiences. I'm a pure scientist. I don't care what the truth is. Just want to know what the truth is. And the truth is, Kyle Atkins got the purest heart and a brilliant investment mind. And I absolutely recommend, even if it's just for a second opinion. And Kyle, you're okay with that, right? If they've already got a financial advisor and they're just calling you to get a second opinion, you know, to see if you've got a strategy for something else or something in addition to what they're already doing. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely, John. In fact, we absolutely appreciate and feel like, you know, people ought to have loyalty. So we are for loyalty. However, you know, just with any major decision that we may make medically, you know, it's usually in our best interest to at least seek a second opinion or to have somebody else kind of take a look at the record, so to speak. You know, so we're happy to do that and glad to give any advice that we can. And again, be of assistance to our listeners and those people we love doing business with.
Okay. All right. Well, great stuff. Well, Kyle, again, thank you as always.
Thank you, John. Good day.
All right. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's live it bold. Let's live it strong. Let's live it out loud. Come on. We can do this thing together. You know, I had a fun experience just the other day. I want to give a shout out to my new friend, Octavia. Hey, Octavia, I hope you're having a beautiful day, you overcomer, you superstar, you. But I was at FedEx Kinko's. I was just working on a project there, and Octavia's a hard-working mother-to-be. She's a pregnant mama, and she came running out from behind that counter, and she gave me a big hug and said, John Jubilee, I listen to your show every day, and you give me joy. And that was just a joyful moment. I love to impact real people that are out living real life, because that's what this is really all about. That's why this is the John Jubilee experience, because we're all living the same experience. We're living the experience of life, and we have to choose, how are we going to take on life? How are we going to take it on? What's going to be our attitude? What's going to be our actions? Well, I'm telling you, real people resonate. Real people resonate with truth. And when they hear truth, they resonate with it. There's something in their mind and in their spirit that says, hey, this might sound a little bit strange to me, but I feel the truth of it. I hear the truth. I can hear that resonation of truth in what John Jubilee is sharing about life, about health, about wellness. And part of the reason people hear it is because I am a myth buster. There's so many myths out there, and I want to give you a myth buster right now.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Myth Busters. Myth
Busters. All right, friends, now listen up and listen carefully, because I'm going to give you several myth busters. And this is just powerful in my mind right now, because as I was speaking at several conferences just this past week, I am amazed when I am with audiences, real audiences, and I ask questions with real people. I get right up, you know, face to face with people, and I ask them, and I'm amazed of what we quote unquote common knowledge of what we believe is true, and it is an absolute myth. So listen up. Write this down. Hey, if you're a George Strait fan, he sang the song, "Write This Down." I'm telling you, write it down. Salt is good for you. Salt is good for your brain. Salt nourishes your brain neural transmitters and neural connectors. Salt is healthy. Friends, when we went to the low salt diets, Alzheimer's disease shot through the roof. Go back and look at it. Look at the charts. When we started going to the no salt diet, Alzheimer's increased dramatically, exponentially, because salt is what you need. It is the nourishment to all of your neural transmitters and your neural connectors in your brain. You gotta have salt. So do not cut out your salt. Secondly, eggs are good for you. The healthiest part of an egg is the yolk. Egg yolks. People that order egg whites is a joke. That is an absolute myth. You're taking out the healthiest part of the whole egg. Yes, isn't that hilarious? These healthy, quote unquote, healthy people that are ordering egg whites are ignorant. I love you. I love you, ignorant egg white orderers. I love you, but you're ignorant. Because the healthiest part of the egg is the egg yolk. And by the way, it tastes better too. But the egg yolk is loaded with choline, which actually gives you good cholesterol. That's right. Eggs are healthy for your cholesterol. If you had the choice between taking your cholesterol medication and eating egg yolks, I'd say eat the egg yolks. You'll be healthier than you will taking cholesterol medication. That's a scientific fact. It's a scientific fact. And let me tell you another myth. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. Teetotal myth. Teetotal myth. When you exercise and you have pain, all pain is lactic acid. That's right. If you took battery acid and poured it on your skin, you think that would hurt? Oh yeah, that would hurt. If you took battery acid and poured it on your face, would that hurt? Yeah, that would hurt. Well, lactic acid is produced in your body when you have extreme exercise. It gets on top of your muscle, and it's no different than pouring battery acid on your face. That would hurt. When you produce lactic acid on your muscle, that hurts. But all it is acid. Doesn't mean you had a good workout. And don't do this, but I'm telling you it for a scientific fact. You could go run up one flight of stairs as fast and hard as you can, and you'll produce lactic acid and you'll be in pain the very next day. Now, did you really have a good workout? No. You didn't have a good workout. You didn't have an effective workout. You didn't burn 1 ounce of fat. You ran up a set of stairs as hard as you could, and you produced lactic acid, and now your muscles are sore. So that's a myth. Pain is only lactic acid. An effective workout, I teach you how to do something with no running, no sit-ups, no heavy breathing that will actually cause your body to metabolize fat. So that's your myth buster. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. JohnJubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.